Welcome to a Christmas edition of Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levone. You're coming up in this hour, comedy from the past. Later on, it's Father Knows Best on Christmas Day. But right now, an episode of Duffy's Tavern with special guest singer Dorothy Shea. This was first broadcast on NBC on December 29th, 1948.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Dorothy Shea, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where they'll eat meat to eat. Ed the waiter speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. I want to thank you for your Christmas present, that lovely cigarette lighter. Yeah, very thoughtful inscription, too. Close cover before striking. Well, Mr. Archie? Well, he's in the back room brooding. Yeah, brooding. Well, with him, it's always one of three things. Money, women, or both. Huh? Oh, hold on. She's right here. Miss Duffy, telephone.
Thanks, Eddie. Hello, Papa. This is your daughter, Miss Duffy. What, Papa? Archie? Don't worry, he won't sulk for long. Not with Dorothy Shea coming here tonight. Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue hillbilly singer. Yeah. Sort of a cross between Hildegard and Judy Canova. What does she look like? Oh, brunette, beautiful figure, wonderful voice. You know, the kind that are a dime a dozen. Oh, all right. I'll see if I can find out what's wrong with him. Goodbye, Papa. Hey, Eddie, is Archie still in the back room?
Yeah, still in the back room.
What's eating him?
In that back room, it could be anything.
No, I mean, what's worrying him?
I don't know. It might be that newspaper article.
What article?
The one about the tax increase for people who make over $80,000 a year.
Yeah, but why would that worry him? He only makes $15 a week.
Yeah, but he claims it'll kill his incentive.
You know, I never saw him in a mood like this. It must be something serious.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's been awful quiet in that back room. You don't think he committed suicide?
On Papa's time, he wouldn't dare.
Well, let's see if we can get him out of there.
Okay. Archie! Archie! He won't answer.
I got an idea. Miss Archie, guess what? The termites just ate up the health inspector.
Archie! Archie, surprise! The tavern's burning down.
I think I got one. Hey, boss, did you hear the news? Mr. Duffy just dropped dead.
Eddie, please, quit trying to cheer me up. Look, you two, there ain't nothing nobody can do for me. I prefer to bear my anguish in silence. When a man finds out that he's been nurturing a serpent amidst his monks, and when that serpent turns on him like a viper, what is left but the protective wing of Nirvana? It's an old saying from Bartlett's quotations.
And Miss Archie, what's all this about?
I ain't talking.
What's wrong with you?
Miss Duffy, I told you. I ain't talking.
Just like a man.
What do you mean?
At least when a woman has a secret, she's got the decency not to keep it to herself. Good night.
Look, Eddie. I'm a pretty decent sort, ain't I?
Uh-huh.
I go through life not hurting nobody, helping people when I can, don't I?
Well...
And what do I get? Retribution. Suddenly a thing comes along like this and it destroys me faith in human mankind.
For goodness sake, man, tell me, what is it?
I ain't talking.
Mr. Archie, please, out with it.
Well, it's my best friend, Clifton Finnegan.
What did he do to you?
You want to know?
Yeah.
About as lousy a trick as one friend ever played on another.
What did he do?
He didn't send me a Christmas card. And after all I'd done for that Finnegan, when we was together at PS4, who was it learned him how to play hooky? How to roll with the punch when a teacher belts you? How to wear a dunce cap at a rakish angle? How to sleep with your eyes open in class? In short, all the useful bits of knowledge that go into making a liberal education. I've watched over him like a mother hawk. Who was it learned him all about the birds and the bees?
You did?
Of course.
Well, no wonder he blushes every time he passes a canary.
Wait a minute. Here he comes now. You can express me sentiments to him, Eddie. I'll be in the back room until the crumb departs.
Okay.
Hello, Eddie. Give me a glass of beer.
Yeah? I thought you don't drink.
I don't. I want to cry in it.
What's your trouble?
Eddie, never mention Christmas to me again.
What's the matter? Now, did someone tell you that there ain't no Santa Claus?
Don't be silly, Eddie. I've known that ever since I was a kid of 21. Oh, it's about me best friend, Archie.
What'd he do to you?
You want to know?
Yeah.
About as lousy a trick as one friend ever played on another.
What did he do?
I ain't talking.
Oh, come on, out with it. What did he do?
He didn't send me a Christmas card.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dude, when I think of all the things I've done for that guy, to all the things I've learned him. How to start a fire by rubbing two matches together. How to make snakes out of horse hairs. How to hold your breath till your face turns purple. Another thing, who taught him about the birds and the bees?
You taught him about the birds and the bees?
Exactly. He was such a dope, though, that he got him mixed up with men and women. And to think, he didn't even send me a Christmas card. And after all I've done for him.
Say, Eddie. Oh, is a certain uncouth person still here?
Eddie, tell him I'm just as couth as he is.
Says he's just as couth as you are.
Even couther.
Even couth.
You see, Eddie, that's gratitude. After all I've done for that guy.
Eddie, tell him I've done plenty for him, too.
Eddie, tell him I've done twice as much for him as he ever did for me.
Oh, yeah? Tell him I've done three times as much.
Oh, yeah? Tell him I've done four times as much.
Oh, yeah? I've done... Eddie, tell him not to flaunt his education in me first.
Look, Eddie, remind me to put up a sign that says, "This bar only open to people."
Well, if the management is going to get fussy, I can take my loafing elsewhere. Goodbye, Eddie.
Mr. Archie, now, don't you think you're being a little childish?
Now, look, you mind your own business, will you?
But don't yell at me. I sent you a Christmas card.
I'm sorry, Eddie. A thing like this is a burden that's hard for a man to brunt.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Eddie.
Good evening, Mr. Moran. Well, thank you for your Christmas card.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes, I love that sentiment. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and remember, there's not a single drop of mineral oil in Vitalis.
I'm glad you liked it, Eddie. I thought it was very original.
Yeah, sure was. Didn't get another one like it.
Look, do you guys mind if I get in a word edgewise here?
What do you want to say, Arch?
Just wanted you to know that I'm very depressed.
What's the matter?
I ain't talking.
Eddie, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he's sulking. Look, Mr. Rand, now, you're an old friend. Why don't you try to cheer him up?
Okay, Eddie. Arch, did you hear the good news?
What?
The Vitalis 60-second workout stimulates the scalp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gives it that wonderful, refreshing, tingling sensation.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, but Vitalis also routes loose dandruff and helps check excessive falling hair.
Sorry, Joe, but I'm past cheering up.
Well, things just can't be that bad, Arch. Here, let me tell you a funny story. It seems there were these two Irishmen, Pat and Mike. So Pat says to Mike,
Begorra, did you know that Vitalis tames down dry, hard to manage hair?
So Mike comes right back and he says to Pat,
sure, and Vitalis in the famous 60-second workout keeps hair handsome and healthy looking.
So Pat says to Mike, he says,
you mean, Begorra, that it gives hair that well-groomed look without a greasy patent leather shine?
So Mike says, and get this, Arch, he says,
well, why not? There's not a single drop of mineral oil in Vitalis.
You feeling a little better, Arch?
I ain't talking.
Didn't like it, huh?
Well, maybe it's me mood, Jim.
Well, I'll try you with another one.
Please, I told you, I ain't in the mood tonight.
Well, this one might put you in the mood, Arch. It's about a traveling salesman.
Well, this one sounds a little better anyhow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you see, this traveling salesman went up to this farmhouse and peeked in the window.
Yeah.
And guess what he saw? A big, lovely, beautiful bottle of Vitalis.
Eddie, give me the bung starter.
Well, now, wait a minute, Arch. I'm just trying to cheer you up.
You want
to
cheer me up?
Yeah.
Blow.
Eddie, where's Archie?
You mean Pagliacci? Well, he's back in the back room again.
Still brooding?
Yeah, I'm worried about him, too. He just sit there staring at the wall.
The wall with the Esquire calendar?
That's what worried me. He's staring at the other wall.
He must be in bad shape.
Well, whatever's ailing him, here come the cure.
Eddie, is that Dorothy Shay?
Nobody else.
Good evening, Miss Shay. I'm Miss Duffy, the daughter of the place.
Oh, how do you do?
Likewise, I'm sure.
Is Archie around?
He's in the back room. I'll tell him you're here.
Well, wait just a second. Tell me about him. What's he like?
Don't get in a taxi with him.
A real wolf, huh?
He created the character.
Well, I've met a lot of men like that.
Yeah, but the ones you've met only had two hands. You know what the girls on Third Avenue call this one?
So what?
The octopus.
Gee, maybe I'd better get out of here.
Why?
Well, you're a woman. Don't you get a little tired of men chasing you all the time?
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Just because you whistle at them, they think they own you. Why, it's getting so bad, a girl ain't safe on the street after 4 a.m.
Men are so stupid. If they'd only realize that they're much more attractive to a girl when they're aloof and indifferent.
You're so right.
Now, you're sure this Archie is a, well, a...
You don't have to take my word for it. Ask anybody. Eddie, tell her about him.
You mean the chicken inspector?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Shay, the only time that man didn't go for a skirt was the day the Scots regiment marched past the tavern. Hey, wait a minute. You ain't come out the back room now.
That's Archie?
Yeah. Watch your footwork.
Well, I might as well get it over with. Good evening, Archie.
Hmm?
I'm Dorothy Shay.
So what?
Well, this is a nice reception. Do you mind if I sit down?
No, go ahead if you feel like it.
Maybe he's just a slow starter. Why don't you sit down here next to me?
Why should I?
Well, I thought maybe we could be friends.
Friends? Don't mention a word to me. Look, Miss Shay, if you came in here to partake of the refreshment, feel free to do so. Otherwise, consider our interests as Sunday.
Archie, are you always like this?
Always like what?
Oh, so aloof, so indifferent.
I ain't saying I am, and I ain't saying that I ain't.
Well, this is interesting.
Not to me.
Mr. Archie, you feeling all right? Take a look.
So what? So she's beautiful. So what?
My. And this from a man who breaks out in a cold sweat when he looks at a picture of Cash Daly.
Look, Eddie, I ain't in the mood to bandy pleasantries. I'll go fetch you a drink, Miss Shay.
Well, thank you. Miss Duffy, did you say this was Archie the Wolf?
Why?
He's about as passionate as Guy Kibbe.
Well, you said you liked him cold.
Well, I do, but this one's dead. If I could revive him a little, I think he might be my type.
Well, why don't you be subtle about it?
Subtle?
Yeah. Pull up your dress a little and show him your legs.
Might be a good idea. Is this high enough?
A little higher. Yeah, that's better.
Well, here's your drink. That'll be... Miss Shay, your stocking has a run in it.
The man done lost the will to live. Rolls the dice, makes his point, and then don't pick up the money.
Miss Duffy, what am I going to do with him?
Maybe if you sang a song, it might warm him up.
Well, it might work. Archie, would you like to hear me sing?
If it gives you pleasure, go ahead. Lousy Christmas card. How much would it have cost the guy? One lousy Christmas card.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way of life. Few the fussin' and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover. Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy. Few a fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a righting. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go few and fightin' again. Fightin', a feudin' and a fussin', that's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbors' chickens. Daughter, shouldn't daughter, least till she could run like the dickens. They hit her with a shovel, few a fighting and a fussing. No use of standing here a-cussing. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go few and fighting some more. Fighting, a-fussing, and a-feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding? He was a curious critter, yuppie. Was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, the well water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it oughter. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with the shoes off you, a fussin' and a fightin'. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shooting iron more. I'm getting a yen to go feuding, a fussing, a feuding, and a fussing again. Well, Archie, how did you like... Hey, where'd he go?
Back in the back room again.
Well, I like that.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Finnegan. This is Mr. Finnegan.
Well, it's not much, but at least it's something to talk to. Do you mind if I sit next to you, Mr. Finnegan?
It's a free country.
Oh, no. Not another one. What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Oh, come see, come shy.
Well, maybe you could learn to like me.
I doubt it.
Well, you could try. Would you like to kiss me?
I would not.
Would you like to put your arm around me?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you like to hold my hand?
Certainly not.
Would you like to breathe on a mirror?
Why?
Just checking.
Look, Jessie, you're wasting your time. I ain't in the mood.
Well, then maybe we can be friends.
Friends? Don't mention a word to me. I had a friend once. Friendship. What a hollow mockery.
Wait a minute. What goes on here anyway?
Now, don't feel too bad, Miss Shay. Ain't nothing you've done. See, it's just that Mr. Finnegan and Mr. Archer are very old friends, and they sort of had a misunderstanding.
Oh, that's it. Oh, well, maybe we can straighten it out. Archie.
What do you want?
Come here a minute. Now, why don't you stop this nonsense and shake hands with your old friend here?
That skunk? Tell him to go soak his head. Wait a minute. You better not. I think it's shrunk enough already.
Well, then, Finnegan, you shake hands with Archie.
To open my dead body.
What other kind have you got?
Meaning what?
Meaning any way you want to take it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Don't change the subject. As far as I'm concerned, you can get out of here now and never darken my door again.
Well, I can take a hint. And this time I'm not coming back. Eddie, you can mail me my sweatshirt and sneakers.
Oh, now, Mr.
Too late to argue, Eddie. It's all over. Goodbye, everybody but Archie.
Now, just a second, boys. Is this the way to act at this time of the year?
Well,
when friends everywhere will be gathering together, drinking toasts to one another?
Well, I didn't start it, did I?
Well, did I?
Now, please, stop and think for a minute. How are you old friends going to feel New Year's Eve? New Year's Eve, when the clock strikes 12 and everybody else is standing around with their arms around each other singing, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be...
Dorothy, cut it out, will you? Look, Finnegan.
Yeah, Arch.
Finnegan, I want to tell you something.
What is it?
I've been a heel.
Well, Arch, you was only acting natural.
I know, but calling you skunk and saying your head was shrunk, and if you had another hole in your head, you could rent yourself out as a bowling ball.
Arch, you didn't say that.
Oh, did I miss one? Believe me, I had plenty of good reason. After all, I'm your oldest friend, and you didn't even send me a Christmas card.
I didn't send you a card? You mean you didn't send me a card?
I didn't send you a card?
No.
What are you talking? I even gave it to you to mail it.
Dodge, you're crazy.
Who's crazy? I remember you put it in your pocket right there.
Well, this pocket? I get the... Well, what do you know? It's still there. And look at what's right next to it.
What?
The Christmas card that I was going to send you.
Well, holy cat. You mean we've been making this whole tempest out of a tea kettle? Let me see the card you were sending me.
Well, Arch, I couldn't afford a regular Christmas card, so it's just a picture of me as a baby.
Let's see.
Oh, ain't that cute. On a bearskin rug, too. Must have been a little cold laying there in the gratin, wasn't you?
Well, to tell you the truth, Arch, I don't remember.
Let's see. Says, Merry Christmas. Who wrote that for you?
My mother.
That's nice.
Yeah. And look where she wrote Merry and where she wrote Christmas.
Yeah. Both sides of your face. ain't you gonna read the card that I sent to you?
Arch, are you kidding?
Oh, sorry. I'll read it to you. Incidentally, I made up the poem myself.
Oh, well, that makes it twice as sweet.
Yeah. It says, to my dear friend Finnegan.
That's the most beautiful poem I ever heard.
That's only the title.
Oh.
The poem goes like this.
Yeah.
Now that Christmas is once again at our throats, I think of our friendship so pure that it floats. Would 'twere that I had riches to buy you a present, but alas, dear friend, I am naught but a penniless pheasant. And then look at this. It says, love, your oldest friend.
Arch, kiss me.
Leave us not overdo it. But I must say that it's a load off my mind, Finnegan, to know that we're friends again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm beginning to feel a little more like my old self. Hey, wait a minute. Miss Shay, let me take another look at you, honey.
Archie, why are you staring at me like that?
I don't know. It's funny. I'm looking at you like I'm seeing you for the first time, kid.
You're looking at me like it's the first time you've seen anybody.
And, honey, that's the way I'm feeling. Come here. Let me take another gander at them legs.
Well, it's nice to have him home again.
It's time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again next Wednesday when our guest will be Desi Arnaz. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truché, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Duffy's Tavern, on Tuned to Yesterday from December 29th, 1948 on NBC. The guest singer on the program, Dorothy Shay, had just come out with her biggest hit, reaching in the top five on both the country and the pop charts, the song she sung, Feudin' and Fightin'. Later, President Eisenhower turned out to be a big fan, having her perform at his inaugural ball in 1953. You're listening to an hour of Christmas shows on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now on to Father Knows Best on Christmas Day. This NBC episode broadcast on December 21st, 1950.
Father Knows Best. Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father.
Christmas Day in the white frame house on Maple Street. Since early this morning, when little Kathy scrambled downstairs to see what Santa had left under the tree, the Anderson household has been in a whirl of holiday excitement. Phones ringing, friends dropping in. What a wonderful day. And now comes the nicest part of all, the warm afterglow of Christmas night. Dinner is over, and all the Andersons, Jim, Margaret, Betty, Bud, and Kathy, have gathered in the living room with just the lights of the tree and the glow of the burning log in the fireplace. Like this.
You know, dear, I think that's the prettiest tree we've ever had.
Yeah. Look at the stack of presents around there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old St. Nick delivered all those things. He must have had a sleigh with a trailer on it.
This is simply the most out-of-the-world Christmas, Father. My new robe is just too utterly unbearably yummy.
Look at this telescope, Mom. You can see stuff a mile away.
You know, it's wonderful. Where'd you find it, Jim?
Oh, in a little shop downtown.
Did you see my stove, Daddy? It's just like a real one.
Oh, that's a dandy, kitten.
How'd you like the present I gave you, Betty? Oh, it's real nice, Kathy. I've always wanted a dog leash.
Yeah, that'll come in real handy if you ever get a dog.
What did you get, Mom?
Oh, so many lovely things. French perfume and this beautiful tea set. Oh, Jim, you shouldn't have done it.
Well, you like it, don't you, honey?
Oh, of course, but
put on your new house coat, Mother. Let's see it.
Well, I'll have to shorten the sleeves just a little. But isn't it beautiful?
Gee, Mommy, you could wear that to a party.
With my new slippers, won't I be elegant?
Did you find the present I gave you, Mom?
I certainly did, Bud. I'm in love with that new mop.
It has a long handle, so you don't have to stoop over. Did you see it over there, Dad?
Oh, Bud, that's a beautiful mop. It's so dark in here, I can't see. Is it blonde or brunette?
Feel my new doll's hair, Daddy. Isn't it soft?
Oh, that's real soft, kitten. You know, that's the kind of hair you can really wash and give permanence and everything.
Can I wash it now?
Not now, Angel.
Father, how did you know that I was simply dying for this necklace? This very necklace?
I don't know, Princess. Just mental telepathy, I guess. Around Christmas, a fellow just seems to pick up thought waves.
Well, you certainly must have read my mind on this compact, dear. It's exactly what I wanted.
I don't know how you did all this, Father.
Well, you're the only family I have.
Everything is so excruciatingly perfect.
Betty, what's that package over there?
Oh, that's my present from Bud. Isn't it nice?
What is it?
A collapsible water bucket.
Now, that's a handy thing to have.
Sure, it's keen for bailing out a boat.
Daddy, do you want to hear a record? I can play it on my new phonograph.
Holy cow, did you get a phonograph too?
Sure, and games and books and everything.
I don't think any family ever had a nicer Christmas. I can't believe all these things are for me.
And look at all the things Father bought for me. Oh, this portable radio is dreamy, just dreamy.
How about the stuff he got for me? Football and a camera and a fishing outfit? Gee, thanks, Dad.
Well, it's Christmas.
Everybody just got everything. Father, you haven't showed us your things.
Yeah, what did you get, Dad?
Oh, I got a lot of things here.
Let's see them, Daddy.
Well, I got a necktie from Betty and a nice nail file from Kathy.
Well, dear...
And I got a blotter from Bud. Oh, I had a fine Christmas.
Is that all you got? A nail file and a necktie and a blotter?
Well, what's wrong with that, Princess? I'm very happy.
Betty, isn't there something missing? What's that long package behind the tree?
That belongs to Mrs. Phillips. It's a present from Mr. Phillips, and she asked me if she could leave it over here. They're out of town for the holidays.
Look, don't worry about it. I needed a nail file.
Dear, I've been wanting to tell you. I ordered a new briefcase for you, and Bud bought a beautiful leather desk set to go with the blotter. But there was a mix-up in the delivery.
Oh, honey, I don't mind. It's been a wonderful Christmas. Really, it has.
Gee, Daddy, you didn't get anything.
Everybody got stuff but Dad.
Well, you haven't seen your real present yet, Father.
What's this?
We wanted it to be a surprise. That's why we kept it for the very last.
You hiding something from me, honey?
Or is it news to me, dear?
It's from Bud and Kathy and me. A present for all of us.
Me too?
Sure. You know about it, Bud.
I do?
Do I know about it, too? Oh, of course. Gee, I know things I didn't even know I knew.
What kind of a plot are you kids hatching?
Now, you never mind, Father. You'll see.
Shall I close my eyes and hold out my hand?
Not yet.
Hey, Betty, I think we ought to have a meeting.
Yes, we have to talk privately. Will you excuse us?
Well, yes, but where are you going?
Up to my room. Come on, Bud.
I'm coming.
Wait for me. I'm coming, too.
Secret meetings now. What are the kids cooking up, honey?
Well, don't ask me. Apparently, Betty has some kind of a surprise Christmas present hidden away for you. They didn't tell me anything about it.
How do you like that? I wonder why they didn't put it under the tree with the other things.
I don't know. I'm as curious about all this as you are.
Don't come out.
I won't. Now, what do you suppose it is?
Well, maybe it was too big to put under the tree, like a horse.
I can't imagine what the kids would get from me.
want to sneak up and listen at the keyhole?
Oh, no. But I can't help wondering. You know, I'd give a nickel to know what they're talking about up there.
So would I. Okay, I locked the door. Now, what's the big secret?
Yeah, what do I know that I don't know?
Poor father, after all the perfectly gorgeous things he gave us, he gets nothing but a necktie and a nail file. I could simply have cried.
Yeah, old Dad knocks himself out for everybody else, and he gets nothing.
It was a pretty good nail file. I paid a dime for it.
Well, we're not going to let him down. We're going to give him something that's utterly out of this world.
Gee, it's lucky that you got something for him. What is it?
Yeah, let's see it.
See it? I haven't got anything yet.
You haven't got it? You told him we had a big surprise.
You said I knew about it.
Well, I had to say something. We couldn't just sit there with egg on our faces.
Bud, have I got egg in my face?
Holy cow.
Get up off the floor, you big ox. It's still Christmas. We'll get a present for him. Something super.
Get a present? Where?
Well, we'll find one somewhere. We've got to. We've simply got to.
We can't buy anything. The store's all closed.
I could give him one of my dolls.
Oh, he'd adore that.
Quit yakking and think. We haven't got all night. Where can we get a present for Father? Now, everybody think. Bud, don't just sit there looking dumb.
I'm thinking.
I thought of something.
What?
Patty Davis has some kittens to give away.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? We tell Father we have a gorgeous present for him and then give him a cap.
Two of the kittens are part Persian.
Oh, don't be a nitwit. It has to be something big.
Let's give him the mother cat.
Oh, clinkers and blinkers, forget the cats. It has to be something lavish, like a, well, like a set of power tools or a beautiful camera.
Hey, Joe Phillips has a camera.
What kind?
Oh, I don't know, but it's in one of those fancy leather cases you carry around your neck.
One of those real snazzy little ones?
Yeah, it must be a good camera. The case is real leather.
Does he use it?
No, it just sits up on the shelf in his closet.
Do you think he'd sell it?
I don't see why not. He doesn't use it. It just sits up on the shelf in his closet.
Are we going to give Daddy the camera?
Could we pay him later, like so much a week?
Sure. He isn't using it.
Are we?
Jeepers, this could be terrific. It's just what Father's always wanted.
Are we?
Why don't you phone Joe and ask him?
How can I? Mom and Dad are in the living room. They'll hear me.
Are we?
You can go in the den and close the door.
They could hear it through the door.
Are we?
Are we what?
I forgot.
Hit the road, Shrimpoat. We've got problems.
I got problems, too. He's my daddy as much as yours.
How could we make some noise while you're phoning so Father wouldn't hear?
I can make noise.
You never stop.
Oh, turn green. Say, wait. Maybe she could.
Turn green?
No. Look, why don't we all go downstairs? While you're phoning Joe, Kathy can go in the living room and sing. Father loves to hear her sing, and they won't hear you calling Joe. And while you two are doing that, I'll dig up a card someplace to put on the gift.
Okay, let's go.
What do I sing?
Oh, sing anything. You know a lot of songs. Come on, hurry.
What are we going to give Daddy?
Shh. Bud's going to try to get a camera from Joe.
Don't say anything, Shrimp.
I won't. Boy, this is fun.
I told you we'd get something terrific for Father. Now go on in the den, Bud. Kathy, go in the living room and start singing. And act natural.
Okay. We'll let you know when Bud's finished.
Okay.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mommy.
Well, hello, kitten.
Hello, Angel.
What are you doing?
Just acting natural.
Oh.
Hello, Joe.
Is that Bud on the phone?
Would you like to hear me sing, Daddy?
What?
Okay. Oh, the bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to see what he could see.
Well, that was very nice, kitten.
What prompted this sudden burst of song?
We're getting something terrific for Daddy.
Yeah, well, look, Joe.
Kathy. Oh, the bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear
lovely, kitten. Thank you. But why the serenade?
It's a secret. Is Bud finished yet?
Sure, Joe, but you...
Oh, the bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to see what he could see.
Kathy, dear, maybe some other song.
Are you getting tired of that one, Daddy?
No, but I feel kind of sorry for that bear. Do you think you'll get him over the mountain on the next trip?
Kathy, come out in the kitchen.
That means Bud's finished. We got it, Daddy. Boy, are you going to be surprised.
You know, Margaret, I may not be able to endure this suspense.
Well, from all appearances, this is going to be the biggest surprise since Columbus discovered America.
You shouldn't have let them buy me an expensive present, honey.
Dear, I told you, I know nothing about this.
They must have been saving up for it all year. Now, what do you suppose it could be?
I know it can't be anything less than a yacht or a gold-plated convertible.
I'll give you a hint, Daddy. It comes in a fancy case, and you can carry it over your shoulder.
Now, what in the world could that...
Hey, Kathy!
Okay, I'm coming.
Upstairs!
Gee whiz, make up your mind. Hurry up, Bud. Come in the room. Wait for me.
What did you have to spill it to Dad for?
I didn't. I just gave him a hand. Quiet and get in the room. Now, what did Joe say?
We're sunk.
What do you mean?
Well, he has that fancy leather case, all right, but there's no camera in it.
Oh, girl.
He can't afford a camera, so he just carries the case around.
A present for Daddy? Oh, agony. This is worse than if I'd never said anything to Father. We can't do this to him. We've got to get something.
Joe has a left-handed bowling ball that used to belong to his aunt.
Betty, kids, aren't you ready yet?
Not yet, Father.
Princess, you kids shouldn't have gone out and spent all your money on me.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be down in a minute. Bud, what are we going to do?
I'm thinking.
Well, think harder.
I can. I'm getting a trolley horse in my head.
Kathy, what are you doing at the window? I got to talk to a friend of mine. He'll help us. Santa Claus, please bring something for Daddy.
What's the matter? You flip your wig?
I've got it.
Well, what?
The big, tall package behind the Christmas tree. It's a set of golf clubs for Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Well, they're out of town for Christmas, and Mrs. Phillips left them here so she can give them to Mr. Phillips when they get back.
What are you talking about?
Well, listen. Father's been wanting a new set of golf clubs. Why don't we take these and give them to Father?
We can go to jail that way.
Can I go, too? Quiet a minute. We'll just borrow the golf clubs for tonight. And tomorrow, we'll all chip in out of our savings and buy another set for Mrs. Phillips. She won't be back till after New Year's, and she'll never know the difference.
Hey, not bad.
When do we go to jail? We're not going to jail.
Why not?
Relax, knucklehead. This is legal.
What's legal? Oh, darn. The package with the golf clubs in it is behind the Christmas tree in the living room. How are we going to get it out without Mother and Father seeing us?
Well, doesn't Mom know what's in that package?
No. Mrs. Phillips brought it over one day when Mother was out. Now, I know if we can sneak it out of the living room, neither Mother nor Father will miss it. It's kind of hidden behind the tree anyway.
We could turn out the lights and Bud could pretend he's a burglar.
We've got to get them out of the living room.
Hey, kid, what's going on?
Well, we've got to go down. We're coming, Father. Bud, you kind of stand around the tree and be ready to grab the package, and I'll get them outside somehow.
What do I do?
You just act natural. Don't do anything.
I've got to do something.
Well, just do what you usually do. All right, come on, let's go down.
Now, what do I do?
When I get Mother and Father out of the room, you grab the package with the golf clubs from behind the tree. Take it up to my room.
Okay, I'll go over by the tree.
Well, we thought you children were lost. Is anything wrong?
No, everything's fine. We got a keen surprise for Daddy.
Hey, pipe down.
Well, Christmas night. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Quite interesting, too. What are you kids standing around the room for? You look like you're going into a T formation.
Can I have some tea? Something wrong with the Christmas tree, Bud?
No, I'm just looking at it. Pretty big tree.
Mother, have you and Father seen the Christmas star? Come on outside. You can see it just as plain. It's simply gorgeous.
We've seen it, Princess. Your mother and I were outside while you kids were upstairs.
Oh. Don't you want to sit down, Bud?
No, I like to stand here and smell the tree. It smells real good.
Hurry up, Betty.
Now, what kind of a conspiracy is this?
It's about your present, Daddy.
Kathy.
Father, you left the car in the driveway. Don't you think you should put it in?
Yes, I suppose I'd better.
Don't hurry, Daddy.
Don't push me, kitten.
You'd better go along with him, Mother.
Me? Somebody has to open the garage door. Well, all right.
You know, I'm probably wrong, Margaret, but I have a vague feeling they're trying to get us out of the house.
What gave you that idea?
Well, I really don't know.
Go on, Daddy.
All right. Come on, honey.
This is a very mysterious business.
Okay, they're gone. Hurry up, Bud. Get the package out from behind the tree.
Oh, give me a chance. I got to get back in here.
Don't knock the tree over.
Oh, hold it up.
You're knocking the icicles off.
Holy cow, this thing is big. Move the branch. I can't get out.
Got the package?
Yeah.
Let's take it in the den. Hurry up.
Oh, give me a chance.
Gee, is Daddy gonna be surprised?
Open the door to the den, somebody.
I'll get it. Put it in the middle of the floor. Are we gonna give it to him like that? Oh, we can't give it to him in that cardboard carton. Grab some of those Christmas wrappings out of the drawer.
That's an awful big box.
We've got enough paper, I think. Hurry up, Bud. Get some stickers. Here, hold the paper on this corner. That's gonna work swell. Gosh, if we can just get this done before Father comes in. Fold the wrapping over at the end, Bud. Don't roll it up. Fold it.
I'm trying.
Hold your finger on this, Kathy. Which one? Your thumb.
I got this end fixed.
There. How's that?
Hey, pretty good.
That's the biggest, most beautifulest Christmas package anybody ever had. Oh, Father will be delirious, simply delirious.
Let's get him in. I gotta see his face when he opens it.
Where's the card? I have it right here. I wrote a little note from all of us.
Boy, is Dad gonna be happy.
Mother and Father must be locked out. Don't open it yet. Take the package back in the living room and put it by the tree. We all want to be in there when he sees it. Hurry up.
I'm hurrying.
Don't tear off the wrapping.
I'm not.
Are you ready, Bud?
Yeah, it's all set. Let him in.
Oh, this is going to be super, super. Okay, Father.
Hello, Betty.
Mrs. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips and I just got home.
But I thought you were going to...
Well, we planned to stay until after New Year's, but the weather forecast said heavy snow, so we decided to get home while we could.
Who is it, Betty?
Oh, hello, Bud.
Mrs. Phillips. Yeah, I...
At least we got home in time to have our Christmas. While Mr. Phillips was putting the car away, I thought I'd run over and pick up the golf clubs.
Oh, yeah. Get the golf clubs, will you, Bud?
Yeah, sure.
I suppose you all had a nice Christmas,
Yes, very nice.
I can't wait to see Mr. Phillips when he finds those clubs. He's always wanted them.
I know he'll love them.
Here you are, Mrs. Phillips.
Oh, you wrapped the box, and so beautifully.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
Oh, that's all right. Can you carry it?
I think so. Thanks again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What happened? Mrs. Phillips came after the club.
Now we've got nothing. Well, kids, what's this? Another meeting?
Was somebody at the door? Mrs. Phillips. She came after her package.
Why the long faces?
Tell him, Bud.
I can't. You tell him.
Well, let's go in the living room and find out what this is all about.
You kids look like you've lost your last friend.
Maybe we have.
Poor Daddy.
Now, what is all this?
Somebody's got to tell him sometime.
Well, we're dying, Father. Simply dying.
Oh?
We had a real nice present for you. We were going to give you Mr. Phillips' golf club. What's this? We were
we're going to borrow that set that Mrs. Phillips left here and get another one tomorrow.
We had them all wrapped up and everything.
Then she came after them. We wanted to do something nice for you, Father. All we have left now is the card. Here.
Do you mean that you kids have been struggling around here all evening just to find a Christmas present for me?
Everybody else got nice things, Daddy, and you didn't get anything.
Oh, Kitten, I had a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, necktie, nail file, and that Christmas card.
I feel dreadful, just dreadful.
Oh, now, Princess. Now, what's this on the card?
We wrote you a note.
What did it say, dear?
To Father, may this bring you much happiness and remind you how much all of us love you. Signed, Betty, Bud, and Kathy. Margaret, kids, come here where I can put my arms around you.
We're sorry, Father.
We tried, Dad.
You know something? All the golf clubs and briefcases and expensive presents in the world can't take the place of what you give from your heart. And this little Christmas card is the nicest gift of all.
Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. In our cast were Helen Storm as Kathy, Dorothy Lovett, Rhoda Williams, and Ted Donald.
Father Knows Best, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 21st of December 1950 on NBC. And that closes this hour of Christmas shows on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Happy holidays.